Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing. Is he talking about the relationship between the church? Yes, he's talking about building the body. Verse 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Endeavoring to maintain. You cannot create it. The unity of Spirit has already been established by God, but it can be destroyed by men. So he is saying, don't mess up with it. What you should rather do is maintain it, keep it, pursue it, live by it. Maintaining the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What I'm sharing with you now is a lost knowledge. Now, to speak about peace in the first place means that there's a distinction between two parties. But peace makes both as one. We have looked at the fact that the church is as a body. And each one of us is a member of the body. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in Romans chapter 12 as well, that just as the body has many members, so the church has many members. But then he also says that as the body has many members and each member has his own function, his own place, his own duty, so it is in the church. So one in the church is the eye, another is the ear, another is the nose, another is the leg. One is the big toe, one is the small toe. Or one is a cell in one of these places. Understand this. Which place are you in the body of Christ? You don't know. Because God is not interested in telling you you are in the leg, you are in the hand. It's not the essence of it all. But he just wants us to understand how we are as a corporate body. Now here is what we must understand. Frank is a member of the body of Christ. Raymond is a member of the body of Christ. Miriam is a member of the body of Christ. But I've mentioned how many people. Are they not individuals, each distinct from another? Now, though Raymond and Miriam are married, you could be in the eye and you could be under the foot. That is, in the body of Christ. And it doesn't make a difference. It does not in any way affect your relationship. Neither does it corrupt your relationship in the body of Christ. But the church of today is not concerned about these issues. Just tell us how to put food in our tummies. Tell us how to get that new job. How to enjoy the breakthrough and enter into a new contract. Just show us the way. See the way and tell us. And whatever you tell us to do, we will do it. Why is he preaching this? Is this not a knowledge for pastors? For those who are called into the ministry? What I'm sharing with you, is it for pastors? It's supposed to be common knowledge in the body of Christ. Verse 4 says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Now, is he already establishing the unity? Is there already a koinonia? Are we sharing in the same things? Now, before I carry on, understand this, that God is not interested in your individual development without an overall development of the body of Christ. Now, understand that God does not bless you as an individual without blessing the entire body. It's not possible. Oh, I am seated together in heavenly places. Notice, you cannot be seated together in heavenly places. I cannot be seated together. Yes, I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, but God did not put it that way. What he said was, we are seated. How? Together. Now, even in the inheritance that awaits us when we get to heaven, he never refers to an inheritance as your inheritance. He calls it a joint inheritance. I'm a joint heir. Read through the book of Ephesians chapter 4 towards the end. Now you will discover that what he said was that the body will grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ, not the individual. It is not the individual believer who grows into the fullness of the stature of Christ. It is the body. But that cannot happen if we do not understand the special relationship between us. We cannot satisfy the heart of God if we do not know what God wants. Oh, somebody says, oh, I'm a member of Heritage Assembly. You don't bond with anybody. You don't have any relationship with anybody. You don't interact with anyone. You are not in fellowship, period. And when God visits upon the church a blessing, you have cut yourself out of that. Because that corporate blessing, the corporate benefit, we go to those only who are in fellowship. Now, this is so important to God that the Bible says that God hates
slanderers,
talebearers, people who sow a seed of discord among whom? Brethren. Because you are moving contrary to the direction of the Spirit. He is building. You are doing what? Destroying. The anointing that drives pride, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, slander, gossip, backbiting. It's a diabolic anointing. It comes from hell. It's not of God. Read through the scriptures. The Bible says those who engage in such things grieve the Holy Spirit. God says, I want to build. And in building, notice, he's talking about building here in chapter 4. He's talking about gifts of the Spirit. He's talking about the growth of the church. But he started with our oneness and the need to guard it. Paul was talking about the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And all of a sudden, he went into love. I show you a more excellent way, he said. You never find the gifts of the Spirit spoken about without love. In the book of Ephesians, did you read there that it says, the body maketh increase of itself? Isn't that contrary to Matthew chapter 16? Jesus said there that I will build my church. In Ephesians 4, he says that the body maketh increase of itself. The body builds itself. There's no contradiction. Because now that you are a part of the body, he says, I'm the vine and ye are what? The branches. It is the life of the vine that flows through the branches. The fruit the branches bear are a fruit of the life of the vine. So what Jesus has done, he says, I will build my church, but this is what he did. He took that wisdom and injected it into every believer. No believer should ever open his mouth to say, I lack the wisdom to grow. It's not true, because you have it. There is nothing that you need to excel in life that you do not have. The Lord is my shepherd. You're not in lack. The only lack you have is ignorance. That is a lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what is in you. Paul, writing to Philemon, says, I think it's Philemon 1:6. He says that your faith will become more effectual as you acknowledge the good things that are in you. The deposit is there. It's in you. The wisdom that you need for excellence is in you. The body maketh increase of itself. How? He says, by love. I have a special relationship with God. God speaks directly to me. I understand the things that happen everywhere. Before it happens, I know. Yes, the Bible says that's possible. When I speak, mountains move. Yes, mountains truly move. But have you not read the Bible says that even if you have faith to move the mountain and you have not love, you are nothing? Oh, I give powerfully. Yes. Even give your body to be burnt and have not love. You are nothing. How can I give my body to be burnt and yet not have love? What love is he talking about? You say, okay, I did it because I love God. God doesn't appreciate that kind of love. He says, you cannot say you love me when you don't love your brother that you see. You're a liar. Lord, you know I love you. I will give anything for the cause of the kingdom. The first demand, care for your brethren. Lord, I want to go into ministry. I want to be used by God all over the world. I want my name to be heard. I want to see miracles. I want to raise the dead. And Lord said, not a bad desire. Love your brethren. If that's your goal, this is what you must do. Lord, you know I love you with every desire I had, but this sister, He's shown us the path to take as far as those things are concerned. It's not enough to know. Knowledge puffs up, the Bible says. But love edifies. Some of us slander, not even the brethren alone. Slander your mother-in-law, slander your father-in-law, slander your in-laws, slander your friends, slander everything slanderable. It's in your mouth. My mother-in-law is a witch. My sister-in-law is Jezebel. The other one that is next to that one is the devil incarnate. What about you? I'm a saint. Saints don't talk that way. Does that mean that we cannot have issues? If there are issues, say there are issues. Don't sentence people. Don't condemn people and brand them. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. The devil knows it's not a match for the anointing and the grace of God in our lives. He knows that. So all he needs to do to destroy you is to put you against each other. That's all. And he walks away and watches you destroy yourselves. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. begin to be burdened to intercede for others rather than talk about them.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. For a copy of the complete message and for more information, please contact us at Heritage Assembly, XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout on Lekki Egbe Expressway, or call 070-328-39105, 070-328-39105. You can worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout, Lekki Egbe Expressway. Heritage Assembly.